Pretty sure we just lost all our listeners as soon as we played that song, but I'm a huge fan
of it.
What's
going on right now?
We're going on a trip.
I might just leave that as like bed music for the rest of the show.
That was a
I'm
fine.
Gonna head out at this point,
the station just lost credibility. So anyway, we're gonna talk a little college segment here for you.
You get to listen to our last segment ever.
Not quite. I can't believe we just played that. I love it, though. I really do love it. I better be on every show for the rest of the semester.
Ask and you shall receive.
Which, sadly, I think we only have 4 or 5 shows left this semester. Guys.
Even.
It's rough. It's rough. You know, I'm gonna miss hosting with you guys, but I'm looking forward to really looking forward to going to Whataburger. I mean, I can't wait till we find a perfect time to make Eric take us to Whataburger and just feel fishing a little Toyota.
There's no saying we can't hang out, though, all right, guys?
No, absolutely not. I'm getting my game room finished. We can come over, pool, drink some brews, and watch sports.
I like that.
America, love it. Baseball, looking forward to it. Anyway, let's talk a little bit about the Final Four real quick, and then I want to move on and talk about some Alabama football talk. Final Four, you got Kentucky facing Wisconsin, then you got the Michigan State Spartans, who we just talked about, facing Coach K and the Duke Blue Devils. I feel like this was a halfway predictable Final Four. I could see Kentucky and Duke being in it. Michigan State, kind of surprised to see them in it being a 12
seed. That was a weird region, though.
That region was asking
for trouble.
And then Wisconsin, not really surprised. They were the number one seed in their region, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, the Wisconsin Badgers were, and obviously led by Kaminsky. Frank the Tank. He's a goofy-looking dude, man.
He's a real goofy-looking dude.
He looks like Sarah Jessica Parker with that horse face. I mean, whatever, dude.
Napoleon Dynamite playing Sarah Jessica Parker or something.
When he's shooting free throws, it looks like he's looking at both ends of the stadium.
Hey, whatever works for him, man. I mean, whatever works for him. You do your thing, Frank the Tank. It's an exciting matchup, really. Kentucky going up against Wisconsin, and then again, Michigan State going up against Duke. Who do you guys have winning the whole thing?
Let's think. Winning the whole thing. Not Wisconsin. I think that's an absolutely horrible matchup against Kentucky. I think Frank Kaminsky is going to be an absolute non-factor in that game. I think Karl Anthony Towns and Willie Cauley-Stein are just going to absolutely shut him down on the inside. I don't think he's going to do anything that game. So, I don't know. It's hard to go against Kentucky. I think Duke's going to end up beating Michigan State, and it's going to be a Duke-Kentucky matchup, and I think Duke will be able to shut down Jahlil Okafor for the most part. I just think they have too much inside presence with the Towns and Willie Cauley-Stein. So I think it's hard to go against Kentucky, so I'm going to go with them.
I originally picked Arizona to beat Kentucky in the Final Four, and then to beat Duke in the national championship, and I'm not sure why I did that. Arizona, I don't know, I just like the state or something. But it is a great state. I will say that I think Kentucky's just too good, you know. And I do love the SEC, you know, and I love to watch them play because it's almost comical how they play with like a 7'2" guy to a 7'1" guy back to the 7-foot guard and everything. it's just crazy how they play. And, you know, I support, you know, teams that are this good and can play this well together and are this well coached. I don't have any problem with Kentucky winning. I think they're the best team. And why not go for the perfect season? Let's go.
I pick Kentucky to win the whole thing. So.
I think they'll beat Duke as well.
I think Kentucky's just too good. I mean, up and down, you have all these guys that could be NBA stars up and down the lineup, even the guys that play on the bench or sit on the bench, I should say. So I think Kentucky's going to win the whole thing.
They might play over there on the bench.
They might. You
get
know
some
they...
Legos, some toys. We're never going into the game anyway.
One guy with a headband, he's never even seen the court. he's so excited, though, because he just wants to high-five all the guys, you know?
And he could probably start anywhere else.
Oh, my. Seriously.
That's the sad part. But I think Kentucky to win. It'll be fun to watch those games pan out. Definitely looking forward to the conclusion of the tournament. And now real quick, we want to touch on some Alabama football stuff. We were talking earlier, Tyron Jones has been dismissed from the Alabama football team following his second legal trouble, his marijuana charge in the second degree. Tyron Jones off the team now. So that's two people dismissed. Jonathan Taylor and Jones now gone. Geno Smith, the third guy to have, you know, run into some trouble this past weekend, of course, with his second DUI. What do you think Nick Saban should do with Geno Smith?
For me, I, you know, as much as I like Geno Smith, I think to get a second of what I will say it, I don't support the DUIs at all. If it were up to me, he would have been gone immediately after the first. But that's just me. And apparently, you know, you get second chances on this team with drugs and alcohol, according to, you know, coach. So I think Geno needs to stay on scholarship, but he better not even see a field this year.
Yeah.
Unless there's a field inside an AA meeting. Because there's obviously something going on. There's some sort of abuse going on. And it's almost as irresponsible. As irresponsible as getting two DUIs is, it's almost as irresponsible for the program to not do anything and not get him the help, you know?
I agree 100%. I think they should keep him on scholarship. I think they should get him the help he needs because that's – you're completely right. That's a problem with that he has, and he needs to fix that. And I don't think he should touch the field whatsoever, but he needs help, and the only way he's going to get that is if he's here on scholarship at school. So I think that Nick Saban should keep him on scholarship and get him the help he needs.
That's exactly what I agree with. It is his senior year. I'm not entirely sure if he has another year of eligibility left. But I do agree he should be kept on scholarship on the team only to receive the help that he needs and to be able to, you know, see the Alabama team doctors, team psychiatrists, team counseling that's available, those resources that are available, because you have to, you know, value Geno Smith's life as a person, not just as a football player. And by keeping him on the team and, you know, showing, hey, you know, you have a problem, that's a substance abuse issue. Yeah. Two DUIs.
That's pretty serious.
It's a substance abuse issue. It's not just, you know, a mistake. The first one's a mistake.
It's insanity. Doing the same thing twice and expecting a different outcome, it's insanity.
Exactly.
That needs help, you know?
And so I think,
I'm insane.
I think him being on the team is a big help for him, getting the help that he needs. I think that's the right move. As far as Tyron, I agree with him being dismissed. I definitely agree with Taylor being dismissed.
I don't think he should have been here in the first place.
Don't think so at all. He gave up his right or his privilege of playing football the first time when he had the theft and the first domestic violence charge against him.
The loser. That's a loser right there.
In my opinion. So anyway, when we come back, Christian will be bringing us in. WTF on WVOA coming back from the break. You're listening to the student section here on 90.7 The Capstone.